I'm lost. Walking in circles, always ending up right back at the big oak tree where she'd started. Tony moved slowly through the clumps of brambles, their needle-like tips as sharp as any she'd ever brushed up against in the waking world. She didn't remember falling asleep, but recognized that her subconscious was in charge, insisting she take a trip through the murky part of her head, where every fiber of her awareness had scrambled like a small, frightened animal when her brain had detected an onslaught of something dark. Even in sleep, her mind still felt bruised. But you're here for a reason, Harper. Tony shoved through the last of the underbrush into the clearing where the big oak, with its gnarled and tangled branches, waited. Square one. Again. In the dream, she sighed. What now? She stood there for a minute, focused on her surroundings. Recognition dawned in small degrees. Okay, this is weird. There were no sounds of life now in her dream world. No birds chirping, no rustle of leaves beneath the paws of small creatures. The same preternatural quiet she experienced at the old farmhouse earlier tonight, just after the ungodly whisper snuck up behind her. The realization sent a jolt through Tony's sleeping self that should have startled her awake. It didn't. You're stuck, Harper. Destined to traipse around in an endless loop, fighting her way through a dense forest until she stumbled onto whatever she was meant to find. In the odd way of dreams, the acknowledgement triggered a breeze that lifted the ends of her hair. To her left, a ribbon of ground unrolled like a runway carpet and wiped out the underbrush in its path. To her right, the same. Ahead, a narrow trail blinked into view. Frowning, she glanced behind her as another opening to the forest shimmered into existence. She stood in the middle of an intersection, a crossroads. In the woods? Maybe her subconscious had conjured up a new route to get her the heck out of here, wake her up. Tony chose the path to her left. Shadows fluttered around her in a soft sweep along the ground, folding day into night. She picked up her pace. Sleeping or not, she had no desire to experience these woods after dark. Bright blades of sunlight sliced through the gaps in the tree cover, shooting wide beams across the woodland when the persistent breeze shoved the leaves farther apart. Tony shielded her eyes against the glare, trying to wrap her head around the idea of daylight shining down while night fell. Time circling in on itself. A trick of the dream. The breeze died, then rose in a fury, slamming against her in a vicious rush of wind, its keening muffled by the slight pressure building in her ears. The force of the gust slapped her hair against her face. She shoved it back. Behind her, a shout snatched by the wind. Tony whipped around, sideswiped by a moment of spatial disorientation. The path had tripled in width and length. A man, dwarfed by the expanse of trail between them, took a few strides toward her. She squinted. Ray, what's he doing in my dream? Didn't matter. She was damned glad to see him. Relief rushed her forward. Instinct knocked her back. Another move on her part, there'd be nothing but thin air in the space he'd occupied mere seconds before. Gone in a blink, the way things you're desperate for sometimes do in dreams. Or nightmares. His mouth opened, forming words she could barely hear. Her ears were still stopped up, and the wind whipping around her didn't help. Ray stayed fixed to the spot. She got the fleeting impression he had come to the same conclusion. One step, and either of them would poof right out of existence. Tony clamped her hands to the sides of her mouth. Can you hear me? He cupped a hand to his ear, shook his head. His gaze shot past her, every muscle in his 6'3 frame going rigid. Her heart took a maddening leap into her throat when a growl rushed behind her. Before she could run, the weight of impossibly large hands dug into her shoulders, the fierce grip as icy as death. Tony struggled to break free of the thing's grasp, its damp, fetid breath pulsing at the back of her neck. Time to wake up! Wake up!